All right, so the crew went out last night to have some rooftop pizza.
Boy, this company has the right idea. There's a brewery, then they got together with a pizza company. So you got beer and pizza. And then they thought, well, we need to add one more thing to it. Let's build this two-story structure high enough going up the hill in Ventura that you put a bar up there and picnic tables so people can drink beer, eat pizza, and look at this amazing view of the beach. I think it's new this year. I don't remember going there last year. When we went to this place, I don't think they had this feature, but it was great. And we were, again, talking about the location of Southern California and just how awesome it is. We've talked through the years about how magical it is to us. And I think there are some in our traveling party, one in particular, we'll name who it is because I don't know if he's aired it, that he would like to end up here someday, that, you know, thought about living out here. And you can't take a trip to the mountains of Colorado or the beaches of California, if you go to the Outer Banks, wherever you go that's not your home state or hometown that looks so different and has a beauty to it. And you can't help but think, wow, what it would be like to live here. Maybe someday I would like to move here. Are you surprised by this stat? And this was a survey in just 3 years ago, 2021, that Americans were moving out of state and out of their area at the lowest rate since 1948, and that 80% of Americans who were surveyed in this live 100 miles or less from where they grew up.
That's interesting. I would have thought that post-pandemic that number would go in the other direction, with more and more people seemingly moving to spots that they always dreamed about living, because that's when people started working from home more often.
Yeah.
Or just taking inventory of their life and realizing they don't have that many years left or whatever it is. Let's live somewhere beautiful. I would think that number would be going the other way.
Yes, and I'm sure some did, but I guess some people felt like maybe now more than ever they needed to stay around family if their family was in that area. They cited an aging population, declining marriage rates, high housing cost were among the factors. And I think the high housing costs I can see, because in some of these areas that you may think, oh, that'd be an awesome place to live.
Yeah, the awesome places to live generally.
You can't afford to live
expensive.
There.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a way to pay for all that.
Like out here, for example.
Yes. I don't see how people afford the prices from gasoline to groceries to housing.
Aren't those
here.
Little bungalows like over $1 million?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
By the, the beach.
Yeah, just down from our hotel. And I thought about a couple of different things. Like, after going to the mountains in Colorado a few years ago, I remember telling you guys that, so we drove back into the Metroplex in August, and you could just see the heat rising and nothing but concrete and billboards. That question of why do we live here came to mind. But I think a lot of those factors that I just mentioned, and in my own life, I remember we were kind of at a crossroads when our kids were young. We were both working, and my wife's company, they closed down their Dallas office, and they were going to open up an office in North Carolina. And we seriously considered, well, maybe we ought to relocate and start elsewhere, and we didn't. And I remember having a conversation with our old boss at KRLD and the Texas State Network at the time. And one of my reasons to him, when he said, well, why wouldn't you move? It sounds like an opportunity. You could, you know, find a job there in radio. You're coming out of the Dallas market. I said, well, we live in Coppell. You know, it's good schools. And he said, they have good schools in other states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm not familiar with them. I mean, where do you go? You know, it's just, I don't know. Some people are more adventurous than others. There's the family factor, too. And the other parameter that I thought about as I'm getting older, you know, we feel like we want to stay close to my wife's parents. I personally want to stay close to my brother and sister. And that is a factor, not that, you know, it would be an impossibility to move away, but that is what draws me to what has been home now for 40 years. And I suppose it probably The odds are telling me it probably always will be.
How do you balance the family thing with the fact that your sons are all in Austin? Would you rather be closer to them or closer to your in-laws and your sister?
I know. Yeah, that is a balance. And
I guess the idea is that the older ones you'll have less time with.
Yeah. Right.
Possibly. Although you're relatively their age.
Yeah.
I mean, your sisters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting topic because there are so many reasons for all of us to move, and there are so many reasons for all of us to stay put. I'm currently reading a book about how important being in nature is and being in a beautiful surrounding and what it does to our brains and our personalities and our health, our blood pressure and our stress levels, and how you need to expose yourself to the beach and the mountains and how much healthier it is living in that environment. But also, it's very, very healthy for us to live around family.
Yes.
And it's very healthy for us to live around our network of friends and things like that. So you may move somewhere beautiful and you get all of those other health benefits, but you're leaving...
isolated.
You're leaving other benefits behind.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good point.
So it's, you know, I don't know that there's an answer to this question.
No, there's not, and it's different for everyone. I've talked to people that have moved away and absolutely love it. I've also, how many people have you known that have vacationed somewhere and thought, could you imagine living there and how great it would be? I know a couple of people who have done that, and they moved right back after a year because of some of those things you were talking about. They didn't assimilate and make new friends, and they found the school districts, if they still had kids in school, weren't what they were used to. And there is something about, we live where we're comfortable, and yeah, there's a lot prettier places than where we live, but that's where we're, at least speaking for me, that's where I'm comfortable. You know, it just, I don't know.
It's where you made your home and all of that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess if you're living right, you're living by creating roots, whether it's friends or family or whatever, or just, you know, the town. So if you sink roots into a place, there's a reason why we use that term even, right?
Yeah.
Then yeah, the roots are what nourish you.
Yeah.
But you can also sink roots everywhere, because at some point you started sinking roots in the town you currently live in.
Correct, but the idea is that length of time is growth.
Yeah.
Those roots take time to grow.
Yeah.
And when you have an extensive network of roots, it's very nourishing.
Yeah.
You know, my time's running out.
But yes, you can grow roots somewhere else.
Yeah, and I had somebody tell me once the topic of moving to another city came up, and they said, I brought that up. I said, you know, wouldn't it be hard to put down roots and develop a new network of friends? And he said, well, you have friends in your current town, don't you? And I said, yeah. He said, well, why wouldn't you make friends in your new spot? If you have the ability to make friends and to put down roots in one place, you can do that anywhere you go.
True. Some people can do it better than others, and all of us do it less as we get older, though. Like, it is more difficult to make the same kind of connections that you made easily when you were young, because you had things like school and things like jobs too, you know, because a lot of people move when they retire, and then you've lost that built-in social network that comes with a location that you go to every day.
Right.
Yeah. Like if I, you know, retired and moved somewhere, but I think of my parents, and when we moved, when they were getting older and we moved back to Texas, and we moved to a resort area, they made friends.
Yeah,
especially my dad playing golf and my mom was in a group.
I think, it has to do with things like that. You have to make an effort to do it.
Yeah.
And if you have something that you can gather around, like golf, or, you know, retirement communities do this a lot, where they have, like, activities for those older people in the big room. And so they force some interaction where you can make those kind of connections and build new relationships again, which is important.
The original question that came up at dinner, I think, is why do we live where we live? And isn't the answer for most people because that's where the job is?
Yes.
I think it's where I think it has to do with more inertia. Is you're going in a certain direction in a place. You got a job in that place, and you can get a job somewhere else, but you have this job now, and you know this, you know your life in this moment, and you don't want to trade the good things that are working for you in this life right now for the untold upside of going somewhere else. And usually those things are things like family and the job you already have.
Yeah, and when it applies to the job, we've been asked through the years, well, didn't y'all get offers from like New York and Chicago? And maybe Gordo did. But I never thought about...
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Well, he was the one... I just don't remember you saying that, and I don't think we were the ones who, you know, wanted to end up on Saturday Night Live like he did.
I never still said mad that. About that. That's ridiculous. Now, I got a few offers from some other places, but I always did the thing of, but is that job really better than this one?
In other towns.
Yes.
Other states.
Yeah. And I was never convinced of that. And plus, once again, I'm a good example of this because my family was here. This is back when, you know, my parents were alive, and there were many things that... We're here, and you guys were here, and we had this incredible job that was lightning in a bottle, and the ticket was special, and I recognized it at the time. I wasn't like, oh, well, it's just portable. You can just go anywhere and start up another station, and it's just going to be great immediately. You know, I knew that fortune smiled on us in this particular time, and it's tough, going to be tough to leave that thing that life handed us as a gift to see what we would do with it. And we did well with it.
Yeah.
And not to, I don't know, I wasn't convinced that the magic was me, you know,
yeah.
In my life. The magic is that fortune was good to me in life.
Yeah.
I don't know. It gets kind of metaphysical.
And maybe I put you in, I didn't mean to insult you by saying you didn't get an offer. I know I didn't, but I know, just like you, like Gordon just said, I never sought it. I never...
Yeah,
you know, hired an agent, got my name out there saying, hey, we've had this success here. What could we do in another market? Never even considered it.
No, from the moment I got hired at the ticket, I have not once looked for a job elsewhere, even thought about it.
Yeah.
But I say that you live where you live because of the job, because that's the example I had growing up, because we moved 8 or 9 times, and it was
for
always
your dad's job.
For
Same
my
thing.
Dad getting another job.
Same here. Yeah.
So it didn't matter if we had roots in that town or family in that town. We were going where the job was.
Yeah.
And you had different experience moving. Craig and I have talked about it many times, how traumatic those moves were for us as a mm-hmm. kid. And you didn't experience it that way.
I always looked forward to it. And, you know, thought it was a new adventure. But there were times I didn't want to move. I didn't want to move up to Dallas. Interesting that we're at Cowboys camp. One of the saving graces was asking my parents, okay, well, if we live in the Metroplex, can we go to at least one Cowboys game a
right.
year?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't want to leave a resort in Central Texas. I thought we had it made. We lived in a little condominium, but I thought it was the best. But the 4 or 5 times we moved, same thing, was Dad's job.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I maybe had the thought back in my 20s and 30s of, yeah, maybe I'll just start over and we'll just go to, say, California mm-hmm. and, you know, find something to do. That would have been before the ticket. And the North Carolina thing, we talked about it. You know, maybe we should do that. I'm so glad I didn't. But I think I was pulled by the other factors that were non-job related. You can't leave here. Because at the time, my parents were alive, and
right.
brothers and sisters were here. I couldn't imagine leaving Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah, the roots thing is a very real thing, because human beings always look for comfort. Mm-hmm. We are all about comfort. And once you get roots down in a place, and you've got your favorite restaurants, and your friends, and your doctors, and everything that's comfortable in your life, you really don't want to leave that.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to break out of that.
But, even within an area, you're like, you know, if moving from one part of the Metroplex to the other,
yeah.
I think is
yeah,
a difficult
thing.
Yeah,
it feels like
thing.
Moving to a different
yeah,
place
you might
entirely.
As well move yeah. to Kansas or something.
But, I mean, and of course, everyone still dreams of living in other places. When you go and visit them, you still dream about that.
Yeah.
And you still think about, oh, what would it be like to live here and everything. Yeah, I mean, I still desire to live in different places.
You wanted to live overseas for a while,
absolutely.
Didn't you? You still
and
do?
I still do. Yeah, there's still... I would love to, if I'm able to handle my life properly, maybe I can live in other places and experience different places, which is great.
Yeah.
But But at the same time, like when it comes to career, I had the realization in, at some point that because we're programmed in radio to think of always trying to climb. You're always trying. You know, each job was merely a stepping stone to another job. And I'm glad that I realized at some point there, wait a second, I would work my whole life to try to get a job like this.
Yes.
And just because it's in a different location, I don't know that the job would
That's
be better.
That's not climbing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it would, just to satisfy, oh, well, I'd rather be in market 2 or 1 rather than market 4. But yeah, the job may suck 50 times as much.
Right.
So what's the point? Am I supposed to work for the job or is the job supposed to work for me?
And there's not that much higher to climb in radio than Dallas-Fort Worth market.
True.
So
talk about job-driven. What about coaching? The guy we're about to talk to. I wonder how many times Mike McCarthy has moved.
That makes me so nervous thinking about coaches' lives and their kids and well, them going to different places.
Maybe we'll ask him about that because this is not a joke. We do have the Cowboys head coach, not the fake Mike McCarthy. We have the real Mike McCarthy with us here at Cowboys training camp coming up next.